stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. We are back with a new show, and I hope you've enjoyed our Best Of series that we ran this summer. Really an opportunity to run some of my favorite broadcasts, such as Rita Sorenen and Adam Pertman. I know that many of you have emailed me and sent responses that you've liked hearing some of the shows again, and maybe even heard some of them for the first time. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach, and I'm back after a fun summer with my family, a trip to Florida to swim with the manatees, and a few trips canoeing and staying with friends. I really hope that all of you took a break this summer as well and had a good time and a chance to take a deep breath and enjoy time with your family and your friends. As I said, we're back with a new show with an old friend, though. Craig Juntinen, as you know, is founder of Both Ends Burning and the Stuck Campaign. We remember all too well the Stuck Tour. Craig led the charge of the tour that ended in Washington this past May. Now, Craig is a child welfare advocate and a passionate believer in international adoption. He's come to become a good friend of mine. He is the author of Both Ends Burning, My Story of Adopting Three Children from Haiti, and the executive producer of the acclaimed documentary Stuck. Juntinen leads the campaign's efforts to build a social movement to enact real and lasting change for the world's orphaned and abandoned children. He is a successful entrepreneur and philanthropist and has been involved in many charitable giving efforts. And until recently, his most notable achievement was launching the Chances for Children Foundation, which supports villages in Haiti and has placed more than 100 children in adoptive families in the past 3 years. Craig and his wife, Kathy, live in Scottsdale, Arizona, with their three children, Amalek, Espy, and Quinn. Craig, welcome back. How was your summer? You were just telling me you just walked your kids to school today.
Yeah, well, first, thanks for having me, Kelly. It's great to hear from you, and I'm thrilled to be back on your show.
Thank you.
And, today was the official closing, I suppose, of our summer, because in Scottsdale, Arizona, our kids started school today, and I walked them up to school, and we said farewell to summer, which was, for the record, perfect.
Yes.
Where I was able to, coming off the tour, I really spent, a couple months focused on family, focused on being a dad, and I really enjoyed the significance of those moments in our relationship. And I think, Kelly, it was just a day-to-day perspective or a micro perspective of, our macro work. We're trying to get, we were every day celebrating family, playing golf together and barbecuing together and taking bike rides together and, just the stuff families are supposed to do. And,
right.
And then, I did make a trip to Haiti in the middle of that just for a few days and, visited a few orphanages and saw how compromised the lifestyle of these other children are, and those are the children
right.
We're advocating for.
Well, so being away from your family and leading this huge effort around really raising the awareness of international adoption in our country. I'm sure coming back to your family, you couldn't hug them enough. I can tell you that I personally, after even seeing Stuck, I went home and crawled into bed with my daughter. So I was just totally overcome with appreciation and gratefulness. So I'm sure that that was happening for you all summer, to be spending that rich time with your
family.
It
sure was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me, what is life like after the Stuck tour? So you did, those that don't know, and if you don't know, I just want to encourage you to get online at www.stuck.com. Is that correct, Craig?
Stuckdocumentary.com.
Stuckdocumentary.com.
Right.
78 days, 60 cities, 18,000 miles. I finally got that in my brain. One of the cities was Kansas City, so you were able to come here. So my question to you, what's life like after the tour? Would you do it again?
Well, I guess the answer to that question is yes, simply because the tour was productive and we succeeded in meeting the objective, which was to expose a silent social tragedy, begin to create a nationwide conversation about the relevance of a family to every child. And we achieved that. So I would do it again because it was very, very productive, and I think we started something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on a personal note, I also had the opportunity to meet a lot of wonderful people along the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had 900 volunteers who were committed to making the Stuck Tour a success, and I think many of them are going to become the future leaders of our organization. And there were some real key learnings for me as we toured this country and got to interact with so many special people. But the one big takeaway was there are just so many great people in this country who care about making things that are wrong right. And that was so inspiring and so energizing. And so personally, I think I walked away from the tour with a different perspective about our country and the people who make up our country, and I just became a better man for the experience.
Mm.
Now, that said, I did underestimate how physically demanding the tour was going to be. And one of the things, so we would drive at night, Kelly, so, you know, we had a full day, and then we would, you know, we'd get back on the bus about 11 o'clock at night and then drive to the next city. And we'd arrive early in the morning and then go back to work. And that was all well in theory and in plan, but we all were sleeping so poorly because, you know, driving in a bus is not, you know, flying like flying in an airplane at 38,000 feet. It's very turbulent, and mm-hmm. It was very difficult for any of us to get any real sleep. So we became sleep deprived, which, well, I'm not complaining. It was just a fact of life, and that became somewhat cumulative. So towards the end, I think we were all physically very worn out, but what kept us propped up was the energy and the spirit of all of these special people who we came in contact with.
Right.
You know, and you know, a lot of people also don't know this, but the tour lost money. I mean, it was, you know, funded by the Both Ends Burning campaign, that foundation, and mm-hmm. But you know, it wasn't productive economically, but it was worth every penny of it because, again, we did start something and we created a sense of awareness that didn't exist, you know, at the beginning of this year. So I guess that's a long-winded answer to your question. Yes, I would do it again.
Yeah, well, very informative, and I can only just barely appreciate the level of energy that went into this tour, because I can tell you that, so you're sleep deprived, but then also the amount of energy that you and your staff had when you were together, when you were there. I really picked up on that when you guys were in Kansas City. I mean, it takes a lot of emotional energy. And I watched the film once, maybe twice, and bought the CD, and I've seen it since then several times. But even just watching the film can be a kind of an emotional, very emotionally taxing on you. So I want to commend you, Craig, because this was a huge undertaking, and I've been involved in a lot of national programs, and I can appreciate what a huge undertaking this was. And so good that you're continuing on with this. So tell us, life after the tour, what's happening with the documentary right now?
Well, it's now being sold on iTunes. It's also still selling on stuckdocumentary.com. We are in serious conversations with Netflix, other distributors. We also have a television conversation going on. And we've created a program that I think is really inventive, and I'm really proud of this program. We call it our private license program. And it's really the ultimate win-win. It's a chance for an organization to create their own fundraising event, their own screening event. And what they do is they buy the license for $300 from Samuel Golden Films, who is our distributor. They then create their own screening event. And these are great alternative fundraising activities for PTAs. Or, for an example, we even had a Little League team, Kelly, instead of doing their annual car wash, which they kind of, I guess, got tired of, they created a stuck screening event and made more money than they had done in the car wash in the previous years. And so think about the win here. It's a great way, first of all, to raise awareness for these kids who are trying to build this voice for them. So the whole issue is now continuing to stay alive, and the heartbeat of our campaign is alive because of this PLA agreement, the private license agreement.
Right,
but it's also raising money for these individual organizations. I mean, if you can sell more than 30 tickets at $10 a pop, you're making a profit, and that profit can go right back into your organization. And it also is helping support our campaign. So we think it's a terrific deal. A lot of people are participating, whether it's a church group or, again, whether it's a PTA or a Little League team or anything. People are always looking for creative ways to bring communities together, to bring neighborhoods together, and raise a little bit money for whatever effort they need to raise money for. And Stuck has become somewhat of a great application for that. So we're really proud about that.
Well, and you should be, because I think that people are always looking for new ways to draw their community together. This is one of them. And the topic is so interesting. The topic is so compelling. And I will tell you that even for myself, being in the adoption industry, an adoption professional for, you know, 5-6 years, this was a lot of information that I did not know that really opened my eyes in terms of just what the issue was. And I think you can bring your community together and really talk about this issue and begin to be a part of the solution. So we're going to take a break. I'm with Craig Juntinen, who is the executive producer of the documentary Stuck, and you can find out more information about this at www.stuckdocumentary.com. I want to give a call out for our sponsors. We have a new sponsor, Adoption Mosaic. If you haven't had a chance to take a look at their website at Adoption Mosaic, org. You can take a look at their website. They're a wonderful magazine all about educating folks on adoption and the adoption constellation. And then, of course, a great call out to America's Christian Credit Union and Beacon House Adoption, who make this show possible. If you'll stay with us, we will be right back with Craig.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300 or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach, and I'm here today with Craig Gentinen from Both Ends Burning and Stuck. If you remember, Craig led the campaign for the Stuck Tour, 78 days, 60 cities, and 18,000 miles across the country, letting folks know about this issue of international adoption. And so a couple of questions. I want to talk about the status of international adoption in the United States, Craig, because I know that's really important. But I want to go back and just ask you, what are you hearing from people after the tour? Are you connecting with people and what are you hearing? And I'm specifically interested in families still that have children stuck in other countries.
Well, the good news is we've made lasting connections with people all over this country and constant communication with them. And it's energizing, and you know, there people are still out there fighting for their kids, and mm-hmm. you know, as we went, Kelly, from city to city, we would not hear one or two stories. We'd hear dozens of stories of families who've been enduring this obstacle course for years, 3 years, 4 years, sometimes over 5 years, and you know, I just was in Haiti, and I met a family who'd been to Haiti 14 times over 3.5 years, and they're not leaving now until their adoption is completed. And
oh my God!
You know, so what's amazing is mm-hmm. the commitment, the resolve, the determination of these families, and it's inspiring. But
right.
The absurdity is it shouldn't have to be this way. It shouldn't have to be this painful to determine eligibility for both the family and the child. And so we do hear ongoing stories, but the good news is these families are committed, and they're following through, and they're not giving up on these kids, which to me is one of the great inspirational events and stories of my lifetime.
Yes, yes. And I will say that even when you were here in Kansas City, but I also know that you did this across the country, and that was just by virtue of the tour, you gave them hope that there was someone else out there ringing the bell, rallying the troops around what was going on. I think a lot of the problems and a lot of the frustration for these families is just ringing the bell, getting enough people who are concerned enough, attorneys, business people, the State Department, all the folks that are, you know, that need to get the attention of these families. And I will echo the fortitude and the perseverance of these families is really just amazing. So talk to us about the status of international adoption in the United States. I'm sure that it's not a good story.
Well, it's not. And I think first we need to frame this as really not necessarily an adoption story. Commentary, but this is a human rights issue. Kelly, every child has the right to belong in a family. And if you look at the numbers of kids who are currently living outside of parental care, this, I think, is the world's biggest human rights crisis. And so I can give you some statistics here in a second to shed some color on the crisis, but I just want you to keep in mind that this is, you know, not statistics that we're talking about. These numbers represent real living children who do not have a family, you know, or do not have a voice even. And so in the last 8 years, as you know, as we talked about this when we were on tour, international adoption into the U.S. has declined every year for 8 straight years. However, worldwide, we also have a crisis. In the world, over the last 8 years, it's fallen by 50%. In the U.S., it's fallen by 62%. Now, here's some interesting data. If you take the non-U.S. activity, the downturn globally is 38%. By the way, that's a tragic number. We should be growing this practice of adoption instead of accepting a decline of 38%.
Right.
That's globally. That's non-U.S. Downturn. However, if you then look at the U.S. decline relative to what the rest of the world is doing, our decline is 24% steeper than the rest of the world. So this is a global problem, and it's also a global opportunity. But, you know, the U.S. has to take a more favorable stance on international adoption. And you know, Kelly, if we're the leaders of the world, then let's take the lead. So, you know, our government needs to change to reflect the American value that children belong in families. And I know this is an American value now because I spent, you know, 3 months on the road in 60 cities, 18,000 miles, and I really learned what's important to the American people. And what does matter to the American people is that children belong in a family. And so children all over the world do have this right, and it is a human rights issue to grow up in a family. But our current foreign policy and assistance are missing the mark because they fail to focus on this basic fundamental. So internationally, the number of children living without families continues to rise. The statistics, whether it's in our country or across the globe, continue to decline. And we need to reverse this trend, and to do so, we're going to need to make some real major changes. Then the first thing I think we need to do is stop treating international adoption as an immigration enforcement issue. International adoption should be a protection issue. It's about protecting children by giving them permanent, safe, and nurturing families of their own. And it's really about the welfare of kids, what's in their best interest. And we've gotten away from that, and I think our policies really now need to Kelly, start reflecting that. Good news is, I think we talked about this a little bit briefly last time, is that the piece of legislation, Children and Families First, the acronym would be CHIF, is now going to be introduced after Labor Day. We do have some good sponsorship. Senator Landrieu, Blunt, Inhofe, Klobuchar, and others are starting to get behind this. And what CHIF does is creates a focal point within the Department of State for vulnerable children and family security that will become the foreign policy and diplomatic hub on international child welfare. And if I was just going to paraphrase what the legislation does, is it streamlines and simplifies and consolidates responsibility for all processing of international adoption cases. So this is a real step forward. It's tangible. It's action. It's progress. Now, we've got to get this bill passed, and so we're really going to start going to work after Labor Day to get this groundswell of support and kind of harness this awareness of this social wrong that we generated while we were out on tour and try to get behind this bill as a critical first step to really reversing this dreadful decline in international adoption activity across the globe.
Well, and two things that I want to ask you about what we can do, and I want to refer to your petition that you had and that folks were able to sign. But the one thing that I really want to say to our listeners about this, what I see a lot or hear a lot that's happening is that people only hear kind of that top end of that story, and that is that international adoption in the United States is on a decline. And what I hate is that folks are either, one, too afraid to even consider international adoption. And I can tell you that there are a lot of families out there, mine included and yours, Craig, who are happy endings to international adoption. That's one thing. The other thing that I get concerned about is the fact that people make draw a conclusion, a terribly incorrect one, and that is that there aren't enough children. That, in other words, all those children in all those countries are being taken care of and they all have families. I get real concerned about those conclusions that we draw. And one of the things that your campaign did was to help us really understand that that is indeed not the case. So,
well, yes. I mean, you know, when you think about what has to happen now is we've got to get the truth has to surface.
Yes.
And the number of children living outside of parental care, both parents are gone, has increased significantly in the last 5 years. That number is now approaching 20 million, and I think that's a conservative estimate. Like I said, I just returned from Haiti, toured a number of orphanages, and you see how many children are left behind. And what's more frustrating, even as daunting as the process is and how inefficient the process is, there are still today plenty of families that want to adopt those children. So we do have an available and abundant solution. We have an available and abundant resource for these kids, which is a family wanting to adopt them all over the world. And we aren't able to utilize that resource as a solution for these kids living outside of parental care simply because they're not a priority right now. We've got to, I think the first step is we've got to make these children who are living at risk, highly compromised lives in these orphanages all over the world, we've got to make them a priority. They've got to now be elevated on the political agenda all over the globe, and we've got to get to work to find safer, more efficient, and more transparent ways to get these kids out of these orphanages and into families.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that after Labor Day, there's going to be a big push on this. So what can we do if we're listening to the show right now? What are the signs that we need to be watching for that it's time to take action, and exactly what is that action? I know that Senator Blunt is in Missouri, so I would know how to reach out to him. But what is the right timing for that, and when
That's
do we
great.
Need to
That's
know when to
really
take action?
That's a great question, because timing is everything relative to this. We've got to wait till the bill is formally introduced. I think the best thing to do is to look for guidance, is to go to the BothEndsBurning.org webpage. We will have continued updates, and we're reaching out to people on an ongoing basis. That's part of an effective social movement, is an existing communication network. And we've got to keep people communicating, and we've got to get people connected, you know, that's why this month we're out on our membership drive, because as we build our membership of our movement and it grows to significant numbers, we'll be able to mobilize those people simply because we have an effective communication network with people. So
yes. And you put the words right in my mouth. So we're going to take a break, Craig. And when we come back, I want you to tell us more about this membership drive, because, again, that is one of the best ways that we can connect with Craig's work, but then also be able to connect with the right action and the right timing so that we can bring this issue to the forefront of those who have the power to do something about this issue. So, again, you're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio. I'm Kelly Ellison, and I want to thank Craig Gentinen for being with us today. We're going to talk a little bit more about this when we come back. You can find out some information about Craig on his website at www.bothendsburning.org. You can get a copy of Stuck, the documentary, at www.stuckdocumentary.com. And again, we want to do a call out to our sponsors, Beacon House Adoption, America's Christian Credit Union, and Adoption Mosaic. If I haven't mentioned it, I'm really thrilled to say that 1 year on this broadcast, doing this show every week, we have reached over 300,000 listeners, and I'm completely moved by that number. So I want to thank everyone for listening to the show and for being a part of our little community here, and I hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're considering adoption and feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. U.S. Adopt can help. We provide domestic adoption consulting services that simplify and shorten your path to parenthood. Our new approach improves and accelerates your results, minimizes expenses, and eliminates costly mistakes. Whether you choose to work with an agency or attorney, to take advantage of our free consultation and learn how we can help you, please call US Adopt at 212-710-2763 or visit www.usadopt.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA. Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Family Caregivers Unite with Dr. Gordon Atherley. If you have any questions or comments about our program, please address them by email to docg@familycaregiversunite.org. Now, back to Family Caregivers Unite.
Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach. So happy today to have with me an old friend on a new broadcast for the fall, which is all about Craig Juntinen and his work with the Stuck campaign and also the BothEndsBurning.org campaign. We were just talking about at the last session about the membership drive that you're having this month, 10,000 members in August. Is that right?
That's our goal, yeah, 10,000 members. And, you know, if you look, Kelly, at, you know, all effective activist groups that have succeeded in producing social transformation, all have the benefit of a growing membership to build and fuel their campaigns. Mm-hmm. You know, and there are, as we've looked at this, we recognize there are three resources that affect the emergence of any movement. There are members, leaders, and existing communications. So, you know, membership matters is what we're saying right now, and we're really trying to build and fortify our formal membership every day. And just to give you an example of a couple other activist groups in our country that are relevant social forces simply because they've got a growing and powerful membership, I'll just give you a couple. Now, by the way, I'm not advocating for any of these groups. I'm just pointing out the power of numbers and the and the power of the people. But PETA, for example, has 3 million members. The NRA has over 4.5 million members. And the Sierra Club, the environmental group, has 2.1 million members. So all of those organizations, and there are plenty of other examples, but though what this demonstrates is that you know, when the people will lead, the leaders will follow. And you know, 3 million members is a significant part of our population, and that does get the attention of leaders, and it also does a lot of other things. First of all, what membership does, It really formally organizes the social force and the energy to produce outcome and change. And the outcome we desire is more families for children living outside of parental care. But it also distributes the financial responsibility to fund the campaign. You know, the one thing I've learned now that I've been at this for a few years and having gone out on tour and, you know, forming a loud and provocative voice for kids who today have no voice is a very, very expensive proposition. And our membership program is designed to run to build a functional team and have everyone pitch in a small amount of money. So we think most people could afford $4.08 per month. That's not per day, it's just per month. $4.08 per month, which comes out to $49 a year. And in doing so, if they were willing to invest $49 a year, $4 a month, they could dramatically change the lives of kids. So we think our membership program is attractive. We think it's sensible. And we think it's potentially very, very powerful. Just think about this, Kelly. If every one of your listeners, you just threw out that there's 300,000 people listening to this show today. If everyone took a few minutes to go to our site, just hit the click button to become a member, we today or tomorrow, I guess, would have greater leverage and influence. Think about how effective our influence could be to form the social and political will to make kids living outside of parental care a relevant social issue. So our formula isn't unique. What we've done is we've gone out and looked at other organizations that have been able to produce social transformation. We've looked at our issue of kids stuck in orphanages and said, how do we make the greatest impact in the shortest period of time? And what we've got to do is form the social and political will to make these kids' lives matter. And the way we're going to do that is build an ongoing membership campaign. And what we're hoping is that your listeners and people from the Stuck Tour and people as we go across the country will say, you know what? I am going to pitch into this because I believe every child does have a right to a family. And what's happening right now to these kids, this neglect that they're suffering through is wrong. And I want to be part of the solution. So we're really excited about this opportunity. 10,000 is, you know, it's just a start. I mean, relative to what some of those other organizations I mentioned have, I mean, it's minuscule, but it's a start. And over time, I mean, just think of the impact we could have advocating for children who are at risk, who don't have a family. If we had 3 million members, we could change the world.
And I will. I'm just going to tell you that $4 a month is like that. It's a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Well, yeah. It's one designer cup of coffee less per month to change the life of a child. And so we're hoping that people can open up their hearts. And I know that people are connected to a lot of causes. And we know we're competing for mind share. We're competing for donation dollars. Our success is going to be a function of funding like every other nonprofit, and we're really hoping that the connection we made with so many people during the tour continues to grow and expand so that we can really form the social and political will to make these kids a part of our political and social agenda.
Right, right. And I want to just say, first of all, you can count me among one of your new members.
Well,
so I'm going to sign up today.
To go to meet our goal.
So you can count me to do that. And I'm going to challenge my listeners. If you're listening to this show right now, I want you to email or get online at www.bothendsburning.org. And we're going to just do a little test here and see how many folks sign up from listening to the show. If you are signing up by virtue of listening to the show, go ahead and put Adoption Coach in your email so that folks get a chance and we can come back and we're going to celebrate all of those members who have joined this campaign, your Membership Matters campaign for Both Ends Burning. And I am going to say that if you are, you know, you really need to ask yourself, there are kids in Haiti who have no walls. There are kids in Haiti who don't even get a bowl of rice every day. So are you willing to give up a cup of coffee? Are you willing to give up a cup of coffee a month for this organization and this agency to make a difference? And if you don't know how important this is, I really want to recommend that you get a copy of the documentary at www.stuckdocumentary.com. Check that out because you really need to understand how big this problem is. So please join me in being a part of the membership program. Membership matters, $49 a year, $4.08 a month. I'm going to give you my credit card information when we get off the phone, Craig, so you can sign me up.
Well, that's and very just, kind of you.
Yes.
You know, Kelly, in all sincerity, it takes people like you who are leaders, who are willing to step up and say, okay, I'm gonna actually do something about it. And, you know, as I've studied the social movement phenomenon through our history and the impact that the power of people and the power of numbers can have producing social transformation, there's a tipping point where people either say, okay, I'm going to get involved because this does matter and I can make a difference, or they just sit back and expect somebody else to do it for them. And the one thing I really believe is that, you know, anyone can make a difference when, you know, anyone is willing to take action. And this is a small action, but it can add up to create a really powerful impact. So, you know, we're talking about decades of children's lives in the years ahead. And so that's why I'm inspired by your leadership, and I'm very, very grateful.
Well, it's a no-brainer for me. And, you know, we will continue to push the 10,000 members in the month of August. But I'm curious about what's the tipping point? How much money, are you raising for this work that you're doing? Do you have a number that you can share with us? It's past the 10,000 members, what's the larger number that you're raising?
Well, you know, I can give you three, the responses to that. Our budget to open the office, bring in the new leadership team, bring in the infrastructure, begin some of the new PR campaign, we have to raise $2.5 million immediately. But I'll put some of that in the context. The other day, I got a call from the chairman of our board, who said, "Hey, I just saw an ad on television about Adopt the Pet." And it was a good public service message. Why don't we do something like that? And so I said, well, that's part of the plan, Bobby, is you know, the Adopt the Pet program has been very effective for the ASPCA.
Yes.
And think of all of the pet lives that have been impacted. Well, we would like to do the same kind of public service announcement. And, again, continue to communicate and make these kids' lives matter. But just in the context, I did a little research, and in 2011, the ASPCA had $108 million in donations.
Oh, my gosh.
And so you look at, okay, well, what are other organizations doing that are producing social transformation? And so I've done some more research, and I found a great organization called Women for Women International. And what they do is they try to create improvement in the lives of women in war-ravaged countries. Well, also in 2011, they raised $30 million. So, you know, communication will change and influence everything. But communication platforms and programs, Kelly, are very, very expensive. And so our short-term immediate goal to get the office open, build the infrastructure, and begin some new awareness campaign programs, we got to raise $2.5 million in the near future. But long term, if you look at those other organizations I gave you, $30 million, $40 million, $50 million, over time will really put us in a position to really make a long and lasting impact to promote adoption as one of many solutions for at-risk kids who are living outside
of
parental care.
Yes, because we're talking about all the various different solutions, foster care, adoption,
everything.
All those solutions.
Well, yeah,
and let me say something.
Make sure that kids are not out on their own, that they have the loving guidance and support and nurturement that only a family can provide.
There's a huge educational process here, and I think that that's really important. I also want to say something, and then we do need to take a break. I came from the nonprofit sector, as you know, Craig, and, you know, the biggest issue is that people have a resistance about paying for the people who are doing the good work. And it takes money to do this good work. It takes money to take the leadership effort and to do the educational programs and to put all of these things into play. So it's very, very important, I think, that we understand that all of this money is really for a real important change in our society. And I want to, again, invite our listeners to be a part of Membership Matters, a part of this campaign, by making your commitment to $4.08 a month, that you've got that in your pocket right now as you're listening to this show. And I want you to join me and have all my listeners come in and be a part of this. Let's really make a difference in this this particular campaign. So again, I'm with Craig Juntinen with the Both Ends Burning, and we're going to come back and talk about next steps, the Unstuck Movement and the I Adopt program, and also your appearance on Nightline that's coming up next week on August 12th. So I'm Kelly Ellison. You're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio. We'll be right back.
News, opinion,
hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
If you're considering adoption and feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. U.S. Adopt can help. We provide domestic adoption consulting services that simplify and shorten your path to parenthood. Our new approach improves and accelerates your results, minimizes expenses, and eliminates costly mistakes. Whether you choose to work with an agency or attorney, to take advantage of our free consultation and learn how we can help you, please call U.S. Adopt at 212-710-2763 or visit www.usadopt.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks so much for staying with us. We're back. We have Craig Juntinen, who's with Both Ends Burning and the Stuck campaign. If you want to get some more information about the Membership Matters program, you can go to www.bothendsburning.org. And don't forget to say that you're joining because you heard it on the coach and your Adoption Coach Radio. And we're going to report back to you about how our little membership drive did. $4.08 a month. So dig at that. Out of your pocket right now, out of your purse right now, and get on the internet and get online and join me in being a part of this program. So, Craig, we want to really talk about your next steps with Both Ends Burning. I know that the last time you were on the show, which was just right after the tour, you talked a little bit about the Unstuck Movement and I Adopt. Can you give us kind of an update?
Right. Well, we are now having finished the tour, the biggest energy behind us is what do we do to start really now making an impact? How do we make the greatest impact in the shortest period of time? And we really believe that existing communication changes and influences everything. And so while we've succeeded in creating this basic groundwork for our social movement, we now have to begin to get to work to really produce real change, and the numbers will really quantify the effectiveness of our work, because as we went through the statistics and we see that the trend line is severely in decline, and as we get to work here, we can over the years and decades measure our performance on an annual basis. So BEB has two basic distinct divisions. One is a campaign driven activity to promote adoption as a viable option, and that's our Unstuck Movement, which will exist to create awareness, promote adoption, and make every child's right to a family an important, relevant social issue. We recently hired Kelly Enslin as a consultant, who was, for those of you who've seen Stuck, she's the lawyer in the film. Kelly is one of the leading adoption attorneys in the country, and she's going to help define a strategy that will really ground and direct the Unstuck movement. And then the iAdopt Advisory Policy Services Division will work with stakeholders to produce policy and process reform. And while we hired Kelly to really look at the strategy for the Unstuck movement, we've hired Pete Lepinen, who's the ex-CEO of Wide Horizons Adoption Agency, and on top of that, he was a consultant for 20 years. So he's a great critical thinker, and he's a great problem solver, and he really understands this issue in significant depth. And Pete will define a strategy that will lead to the establishment of a sustainable and efficient, safe system of international adoption. So those are our next steps. Is over the next 60 days, we're developing a strategic, long-term strategic plan for both the Unstuck movement and for iAdopt Advisory Services. We'll present that to the board early in October, and then hopefully we'll be able to get to work, as we will have generated so many members that we'll be able to open the office in D.C. I'm looking now to hire a full-time CEO for the campaign. I'd like to hire a full-time director of development. I'd like to hire a full-time director of marketing. And now it's time to get to work to start to build the infrastructure of an organization that can really have staying power and execute a long-term strategy. I've always said we're not going to knock this wall down, Kelly, with one swing of the bat. We're going to have to be satisfied with incremental short-term gain, but we've got to have a long-page view of how we really produce long or lasting social transformation. It's going to take us years, if not decades. And again, using some other examples of one of the other examples that you could look at, Mothers Against Drunk Driving has been, they changed the way we think and we behave. But they are, they've been at it for 32 years. And so we want to have we have a sense of urgency. We want to get to work now, but we also recognize that we're going to have to be in this for the long haul. That's why putting together this long-term strategic plan for both iAdopt Advisory Services and for the Unstuck movement is a really critical first step. And I'm just so thrilled that Kelly Enslin and Pete Lepinen are now formally part of the team. And I think it really just represents the beginnings of the kind of talent we can attract, the kind of leadership we can bring to this team. And, people are the ones who really will make this organization succeed. And I'm really thrilled that we have we've connected with so many great people in the last year. And now we have so many people who are supporting us and formally want to become part of the team.
Right. It's really wonderful. Now, I know that because I get some of your emails, Craig, you talk about the, tell the listeners about the monthly stakeholder calls. We've got about 5 minutes, and I want to make sure that we cover the calls and then also your appearance on Nightline.
Well, as we said, the emergence of a movement, and it's this movement that's really going to make these kids' lives matter. One of the key things that affect the emergence of any movement is an existing communication program and network. Communication changes and influences everything, and so we really want to be effective communicators as we begin to mobilize this population. So every month we have a stakeholder call. We give an overview of what we're achieving, what we're doing. We'd love our members to understand where their money is going. And then we open up the call to any questions that any of the people may have. And what's been great, Kelly, is that every month over the last 12 months, the number of attendees on each call has grown. So it just goes to show that people are interested, people do care, and they want to be part of this. And, we talked about our petition a little bit, and people are still signing our petition every day, and I think that matters. But that's an event. And what we want to do is convert that petition signing into membership now so that it's no longer just an event, but it's the beginnings of a journey we're taking together. And that's why I think these stakeholder calls are so critical, because we want to have not only effective communication of what we're doing, but we really believe that this membership team should be challenging some of our thinking and bringing new ideas to the table. And that's already in the works, but you can just imagine if a year from now, if we've gotten to the kind of membership that other organizations have, how powerful some of those calls will be.
Yes, very powerful. Now, before we close, and I do need to do our financial tip from America's Christian Credit Union, tell me a little bit about your appearance on Nightline August 12th of next week.
Well, it's the week of the 12th. I don't have the formal date yet. We'll get it on your website as soon as I know. I was just, the Nightline crew was with us while we were on tour in New York. So they got on the bus around 3 o'clock and were with us for the entire evening, interviewing the audience and being part of that stuck experience. And then we recently took the ABC, or the ABC crew took me down to Haiti. Cynthia McFadden is the anchor for this episode. It's the entire episode. And we actually were there to see a single mom from Seattle after 3 years get her kids unstuck and take her kids home. And it was touching, meaningful, and so that's also going to be part of the episode. So there's a real human element to it. And, you know, I was just so honored to be part of it. And I do have to say that I was so impressed with Cynthia McFadden, the entire ABC News crew, how professional, how in tune they were, and more importantly, how sensitive they were to this issue. I mean, they were really great as we toured these orphanages, and the way they interacted with these kids was just really very, very
That's touching.
It was wonderful to be part of that thing. So, you know, it's supposed to air next week. And I will let you know. It's we are going to occupy the entire episode, and we're thrilled for that kind of exposure, because you know, that is a show of prominence. It has enormous credibility, and they're going to do a fabulous job, and they're going to present an honest, balanced viewpoint on the this human rights crisis I've been talking about.
Well, Craig, we have to go, but I'm so grateful for you spending this time with us on the show.
I'm thrilled too.
Such a good friend, a colleague, a leader in this movement of really bringing international adoption and this crisis to our attention. So everybody, dig in your pockets, $4.08 this month, and join me in being a member of this program. I do want to, before we close, I want to read our financial tip from America's Christian Credit Union. Start a savings account as soon as possible to give your child a head start in life. America's Christian Credit Union offers youth accounts as well as educational savings accounts. America's Christian Credit Union is here to provide financial resources to Christians, including adoption loans. You can find out more about them at www.americaschristiancu.com. Again, that website is www.americaschristiancu.com. I want to thank Craig for being with us today. If you want to get more information about his work, you can go to www.bothendsburning.org. And thanks also to our sponsors, Beacon House Adoptions and Adoption Mosaic, for making this show possible. Thanks so much for listening. We're so glad to be back, and we hope you'll join us again next week, same time, same place. Have a great day.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.